And then you know what I do? Get right back in my time machine and rewind. Go back to the past. Not the faraway past, but the just a little while ago past. The just before Quentin Carswell cracked jokes about my hairline in front of the whole seventh grade past. And you know what I do when I got there? I take my Olympic medal, the one I just won in the future, and smack Quentin dead in the face with it. Wham! Right across his stank mouth. Tell him to watch how he talks about the champion of the world. Yep, that's what I do. But I don't have all that money, so I don't have a time machine. I don't even know if they finished making them yet. So I don't have no gold medal either, which means Quentin gets to keep all his teeth. He gets to be champion of the seventh grade, which apparently don't take nothing but a few jokes. But them jokes get a whole lot of laughs, and them laughs come from a whole lot of people. Even the teachers, even the janitor, even the lunch ladies, and sometimes even me. Especially when the jokes ain't about me. And they usually wasn't about me until they was. And even though my eyes get hot when I think about Quentin and his jokes, I don't all the way blame him for cracking them. I mean, some of the blame is on Mr. Flowers, the principal, who thought it was a good idea to have a talent show at lunch. Said he was thinking about making it an every other Wednesday thing until the end of the school year. But it was already May, so thankfully we'd only have to suffer through one or two more before summer. Called it the Lunchtime Talent Show, which let me know he, in fact, has no talent when it comes to naming talent shows that take place at lunchtime. Also, he has no talent when it comes to making school more fun, mainly because it ain't in school's personality to be fun in the first place. Everybody knows that. Yeah, it sounds bad to say, but I don't make the rules. School does. And the rules say fun is for places where there ain't no grades or detention or textbooks or tests or lockers or principals with bright ideas or Quentins. Which means fun ain't for school. But Mr. Flowers was trying. Gotta give him that, I guess. The deal was, whoever won the talent show got to have tacos after school, where the fun is, with three of their friends, which was enough to get everybody hype about it, get everybody signing up, which was just them writing their names on tiny strips of paper, balling them up, and tossing them into a paper bag Mr. Flowers was holding. We won't be able to get everybody, Mr. Flowers said on the microphone, shaking the bag of names up. But some is better than none. He reached his hand in, pulled out the first name. Contestant one was Rashida Boone. She sang Whitney Houston, while her sister Rashonda, who was a grade up but snuck into our lunch just in case Rashida's name got picked, beatboxed behind her. High notes and spit all over the place. But they was jamming. Now, I don't know if doing a handstand is a talent, but that's what contestant two, Antoine Rogers, did. But he ain't handstand like I be handstanding, which usually clocks in at around 2.1 seconds. Nah, Antoine handstood for a long time. Too long. So long, all of us in the audience ran out of claps. And then we booed. And then we ran out of boos, too. And maybe because of all that, and the fact that all the blood in Antoine's body had to have filled up his whole head, Antoine should have won. I mean, he risked his life for it. Mr. Flowers should have just ended the show right then and there. But nope. There was another contestant eagerly waiting in the wings with a head full of mess, too. Name, Quentin Carswell. Category, snapping with his mouth, not his fingers. I won't lie. Quentin started off pretty good, did impressions of some of the teachers, and joked about how most of them looked like cartoon characters in church clothes. He fired at Mr. Jefferson, who ain't no easy teacher to make fun of because he's definitely the coolest one in the school. But Quentin got him too. Made Mr. Jefferson's cool seem corny because shouldn't no old person really be cool like that? That's weird. And ain't none of us supposed to really like a teacher? That's even weirder. But not as weird as the laugh I let out. A little too snorty.